Hold back. That's no. Okay. Bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis. By Rabba. Okay, so we had a number of these questions about different, you know, combinations of things that father says, husband says, people die, etc. So let's, you have another one. By Rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Ki em lechi hayom mahu. So if he says to her, so she takes it, again, she takes a neder or whatever, and the husband says to her, It's Kayim for you today. So what is the status? What do you mean with status? That should be good, no? Not really, because he said Hayom. If he said Kiyim Lechi, it's a fine. But Kiyim Lechi Hayom may imply something else, right? Mi Amrinan Kiman Damar La Mufar Lechi Lamachar. Odilma Ha Lo Amrla. So do you say, when he said Kiyim Lechi Hayom, what's the implication? Yeah, I'll do it for you today, right? It's Kayim for today. Implication is, and tomorrow I'm going to be Mayfair. Or no, or you say, Hallo Amrla. He didn't say that. I mean, why are you making implications? Maybe he didn't say that, so leave him alone. Take a look all the way on the bottom at the round, bottom lines. By Rabba Kiyim Lechi Hayom, Mahu Mi Amiran Kamad Amr Mufar Lechi Lamachar, Dahachi Ka Amar, Kiyim Lechi Hayom Bilvad. Right? I mean, he says, Hayom, only for today. Al Dilma Hallo Amrla Mufar Lechi Lamachar. You say, no, what do you mean? He implies something about tomorrow. He didn't say anything about tomorrow, he just said about today. Okay, so now it continues the Gemara. So I you know, I'm an Aleph on the top of the page. If you're going to tell, and if you're going to tell me, he didn't say it, Lamaisa, he didn't say, Mufar la lamachar. What about the following? Mufar lachi lamachar mahu. Right, but what if he did say, Mufar lachi lamachar? Right? What if he did say that? So look at the Mefarish for a second. Amar la mufar lechi lamachar mahu taha kaime le nidre hayom. Again, he already said kiim lechi hayom. So, what happens if he actually said mufar lechi lamachar? So he already wasn't mekayim for today. They came in the amar mufar lechi lamachar. What if he now that he did say it's mufar tomorrow? Alma debahayoma deshama be have neder vikiyu mekayme besulamati mefila. I mean, he could have said, "What do you mean? Can you only get one day to decide to be Mekayim or to be Mefer, right?" So if he was Mekayim for today and Mufala for the next day, you still could say it's not a problem. I mean, what, not a problem. That's not the right way to say this. You can still say that it's Mekuyam because in the end of the day, tomorrow wasn't a time to be Mefer anyways, right? So go back in the Gemara. So Im Tim Slomer Halo Amrla Amrla Mufar Lechi Lamachar Mo Mi Amrina Lamachar Lo Matzi Mefer Dai Kai Mele Nidre Hayom. So you say, maybe you'll say, who cares? He said I'm. So let's say he said explicitly. Who cares? He said explicitly. Now it's Mufar for tomorrow. He was Mekayim for today, and tomorrow's not a day to be Mefer. Oh Dilma Kevin Dilo Amrla Kiem Lechi Hayom Kika Amrla Mufar Lechi Lamachar Me Hayom Kama. Okay, so let's just make sure we understand the case. So he goes, perhaps, what it seems like the case is the following. The case is that he did say, Imtim Salomar, and what if he did say, Mufar Lechi Lamachar? What does he say, Mufar Lechi Lamachar only? Right? He didn't say, Kiyim Lechayom and Mufar Lechi Lamachar. He just said, now, Mufar Lechi Lamachar. He only said that. Well, now, does that imply it was a kiyum for today, right? And today's not a day, tomorrow's not a day to be moved for anyways. So maybe it's a kiyum for today, and now it's mekuyum. Or do you say, no? Again, he never said kiyum lechayom. So when he says move for lechalamachar, what does it mean? He really wanted to be made for, right? So even today, it's considered a move for. Okay? The implication of this, you know, back and forth in the Gemara is that if he would have said kiyum lechayom u move for lechalamachar, there'd be no shadow that was mekuyum. Because he was Mekayim already, and then if he's made for the next day, that's fine, but it's not fine. It's nice that you tried, but it's not gonna work. That's the implication, right? If those are the two sides of the argument here, right? Because it sounds like everyone understands if you would say both, then he was Mekayim the first day. Okay, fine. V'im tim salomar, afilu hachi, kevan de kaimu, hayom, lamachar gaman de isi dami. And maybe you'll tell me, what do you mean? Even if he, since he was Mekayim today, right? So then, tomorrow, it's man de isi dami, meaning it's already done. I mean, it's already it's here. You've been mekayamin already. So if you want to make that argument, which is what we've been saying, right? Which is the Gemara just made the next step that I just didn't mention before. Right? So you can tell me mekayam today, mekuyam today. Maybe move for the machar. You say it. So who cares? You move for the machar. It's already mekayam for today, and now it's kaman de isi. Now it exists, right? Akim lechi sha'a mahu. So what would you say if what would happen if he says kim lechi lasha? So just take a look. Look at the Ran on the left side. Im tim salama kevin de kaimei hayom lamacha kamadi ise dami. Right. So he says mishum de kevin de amar mufel lechi lamachar mechlada ukme hayom. And this is even further. Maybe you didn't say ukme hayom, but you said mufel lamachar. You said mufel lamachar. What's the implication? Mekuyim for today. Okay, and now that's mekuyim for today, right? Came to ukme hayom lamacha kamadi ise dami. The macha enos man hafara. Again, you can make the point is being you can even make go that far, right? To say that if you just say it's mufal achal lamachar, the implication is mekuyim today, in which case mufal achal lamachar is meaningless because it's already considered like you wanted to be mekuyim for the first day. Fine. Okay, so if that's true, kim lecha sha'a maho. Now look at the Ran. Kim lecha sha'a, keep going around. Kim lecha sha'a maho. You said it's mekuyim for you for an hour. Okay, what's going to happen? The lo davi sha'a. V'achar sha'a layom umachar. Why is sha'a and an afternoon? Why is it for an hour and after an hour not the same as today and tomorrow? Because tomorrow is l'zav zman hafaru. Right? When tomorrow arrives, it's too late. When an hour from now arrives, it's not too late. Right? Technically, you could still be made for tomorrow. Right? After an hour. It's still the same day. So l'odam sha'a v'achar sha'a layom umachar. Mishim d'hacha kula yoma bar hafaru. Because here, I have the whole day. Right, so in theory, if I was mekayim from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., right, I could be I'm going to be made for 9 a.m. at 9 a.m. Let's say, that's still zman hafar at least, right? So again, we can still ask the question, and we still are. What is your status? What is the status of what he just said? Because he did say it's mekuyim, and he never said it's mekuyim. So how do we deal with that? But the bottom line is, it's not the same. Quote as obvious scenario as when it's hayom as opposed to tomorrow because tomorrow's lav zman hafar. So okay, so let's go back into the Gemara there. So we said kim lechalasha mahu mi amrinan. Here I am. I'm like seven lines down or something. Mi amrinan kiman da amrala mufar lachi laachar sha. Meaning, if I say kim lechalasha, is that like saying? But don't worry, in an hour I'm gonna be made fair, right? Which presumably would mean now it's mufar, right? Because I'm saying I'm going to be made for it, an hour from now. Oh, Dilma, halo amala. Or do you say again, same thing? We don't make implications. He said it's mekuyim for an hour. He didn't say that it's going to be mufar after that hour. Fine. Okay, now let's keep going. And im tim salomar halo amala, and if you tell me that lamaisa he didn't say it's move for the next hour, so mihu amala my. But what if he would say it? Okay, what if he would say it'll be move for an hour? What if he said that? So my. Mi amrinan kevin de kaimo. Do you say that, look, lamaisa, you were mekayim for the first hour already? Right? Or, again, or the implication at least of it's mufar. This case must be where he said mekuyam for an hour and then said mufar the next hour.
Expressly what we
implied. It may express, yeah, because saying it's mufar the next hour, again, you could say it does imply that he was mekayim the first hour. It's explicitly that he said mekuyam the first hour?
But
yeah?
Right. He said explicitly confront you for an hour and revoke for you after an hour.
Yeah. Sounds like that. Okay, yeah. So do we say it came into Kaimu Kaimu? Or Delma came into Kula Yoma Bar HaKama U Bar HaFaru Ki Amar Mufar L'Chila Achar Sha Mahani? Or do you say, no, since the whole day is a day, a possibility of Kiyum and HaFara, then when he says the Achar Sha, it works.
So that's the case, right? Yom Marli Amai, what would be the case, right? If he said to explicitly confirm for you for an hour and vote for you after an hour.
The only reason it's a little more complicated is because in this case, he said he makes a kiyum and then makes a hafara one right after the other, all only for an hour. So I could still have argued, you know, and I guess this is the suffix, meaning you could have argued, you know, the whole day is a bar hakama bar hafara. So since the last thing he said was hu mufar, so that's the last thing he meant to do. Right. Exactly. Or do we say? But again, that's since right. Or do we say? But do you go based on the first thing he said, or based on the last thing he said? He's mekayim. Finished. You said an hour. Who cares? You're mekayim. Or do you say, you know, but then he changed his mind and said hafara. You know. So it's like, this is part of the whole question. Like when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, right? And you it's a Friday night. And you start atachonin, right? In Shemoneh Esrei, you go right. You quickly switch. So if it's within, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem or Rabbi, so we say it's like you switched right in the same, the same moment. So we don't care what you said before. You changed it, right? So it's sort of idea, same, because the same point. Like you had a mind. That was just a mistake, right? So like not exactly the same idea, but it's similar. I said a kiyum, and then I said a hafara the same day. So it's all the same time. So do we say you changed your mind, and now you really meant hafara? Do we say, right, how do we view this whole story? Or do we say the moment you were mekayim, finished, it's over, right? Okay, so let's see. So Toshma. So let's try to answer at least the last question. Hareini Nazira. Woman says, I'm becoming a Nazira. Vishama Baila, her husband hears. V'amar, v'ani. It says, and me, v'ani, translate that word.
And I.
Okay, what's another way to translate that?
Me too.
Right? If it really means me too, right? Wait, by the way, even and I, because and I means just like you're a Nazira, I'm also a Nazir. What's the implication? Kiyum, right? That I think that what you did is fine, okay? So he says, v'ani. Ein yachala hafer. He's not able to be mefer. Vamai. So, at first, l'chaura, what does it sound like? The reason he can't be mefer is because he was mekayim. Right? He just said, vani, me too. You're a nazira, and I'm going to be a nazir. So, but meaning, the first part is, just like you're a nazira, meaning I'm masking to what you just did, so too I'm becoming one. Okay, so that's what it sounds like. So he can't be mefer anymore. Vamai, why can't he be mefer? Name of vani, the amar, who al nafshe? Maybe he says, and me, I'm also a nazir, but meaning I'm the nazir, the havi nazir. Aval hareini nazira di la sha'achas kaima. La'achasha ibay lefer amayin yachal hafer. Meaning maybe he'd say, no, you're right. He says, me too, right? And when he says me too, he means I'm a nazir going forward, just like you're a nazira for right now. But then, an hour later, I can be made for her Naziris. Why can't I do that? You just told me I can be Makayim for an hour and then be made for afterwards. Why can't I do that? La Mishum, they came in the Kaimukaimu. Good. It seems like a pretty fair proof, right? It must be because once he was Makayim, he's Makayim and he can't go back. The fact that he was it's still the same day and now he can be made. No, he's done. So at first it sounds like, yeah, great. Excellent proof. You see, came in the Kaimukaimu. Answers Gemara, no, that's not true. Kasavar kol va'ani kamanda amar kiim lecha la'olam dami. No, see, the difference is, when he says va'ani, what's the implication? It's the implication, and I think it's very reasonable svar to say such a thing, right? A person says va'ani, he doesn't mean to say, and me for now, but you only for an hour, and I'm going to be made for yours later. That's not the implication. The implication is, va'ani means, and I'm going to be just like you are. And when she makes a status, she declares Nazira, and he says Vani, he means Nazir, they mean for 30 days. Right? It's Dam Nazir Shloshim Yom. And it means that that's implication is going to stick. Right? And so when he says it also, the implication is it has stuck. And so the reason he can't go back is because the language of Vani implies we're good. We're locking it in, basically. Fine. So we didn't answer any of our questions.
We wouldn't learn this case that it's like he's making a dependence. Like we've learned earlier that if Adam makes a nether, and I say, I make a nether just like Adam, and he's out, I'm out also, right? So if he would have made for her, that would knock him out. You know, he's saying, as long as you're a Nazira, I'm a Nazir too.
Presumably, yes. But by the way, don't get me wrong, if she would afterwards say, be like, you know, be shol on the neder, and say, I didn't realize, if I would have known, I had a, okay, so then we have, then the dependency might still exist. That might still be true. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we don't, that could still be true. Mm-hmm. The point here is just that his language is va'ani, can't be then
can't be
turned into a hafara afterwards.
Right.
That's the point. Because
right.
His kiyum is a kiyum that implies forever.
Right.
And language matters. He's not saying, I'm going to be as long as you are. He's saying, me also.
Right.
Like that's, right. Those are different things.
Yeah. Right, correct. There's also an implication here, which we've never seen explicitly stated in the Gemara yet, that like when you say the Lashon Kiyum, and the Lashon Kiyum you say is, the unless you say it differently, the Shah, whatever, a Lashon of Kiyum is a Kiyum La'olam. Right? Once you say it, it's over. But so I don't know, but we did have on the last off this question of being Shoel on the Kiyum. Right? That a person can be, I think we said you cannot really be Shoel on the Hafara, and that was the last off. You can't be shown on a hafara because that hafara is not a neder. It's just a wiping away of the neder. But if you could be shown on the kiyum, that you might still be able to do. So it's true. Afterwards, you might be able to be shown on it while it's still the same day. But without anything else coming into play, the language of kiyum is implied for good.
That's exactly what he quotes around the rush for exactly that point. Okay. Since he said without any qualification.
You don't even need to ask. Amazing. Jonathan, thank you. That was Mekayim, everything that is. Sorry. Okay, I had to. Thank you. Okay, good. Great. Excellent. All right. It's enough times when I don't know. We have to look at the rush. So that's good. Okay. We'll take it when we get it. Okay, says next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah file. Mei sa'av lo nitrokna rishus labal. Okay, if the father dies, we're going to have to explain why these things are or not, and when they are, when they're not. But when the father dies, we don't take his rishus and give it to the husband. Look at the mafarish, who explains. Well, actually, Ron also says, "Meis ha'av lo nitrokna rishus labal she'ein habal yachal lahafir." Okay, so if the father dies, so it, you know, and again, we needed both of them, presumably. So then the rishus to do hafara or kiyum, etc., doesn't move over to the husband, okay? Meaning, presumably, while she's still in still a situation of erusin, and she's a naira murasa, right? We're going to see more about, you know, bogaris, etc. But fine, okay? Meis habal, the husband dies, nitrok nirishus laaf, right? So, but when the husband dies, so then, and she's a naira murasa, it does go back to the father. Why? She's no longer an Aaron Murasa because her husband died, right? So she goes back into the rishus of the father, right? It's just a case, right? The only reason she was needed both was because she was married, right? She was whatever, you know, had Arison at least with somebody else. If he dies, that doesn't happen. It's from upstairs. And this is how we see that the strength of the father is stronger than the strength of the husband. Okay, because again, it's a different way of saying it, but you would have understood anyways, the father dying doesn't make her, you know, doesn't create nisuin and doesn't even make her no longer a, naira murasa. But when she moves, when the husband dies, she goes back to the father's house, and now the father takes over. Okay, fine. B'davar acher yafar koach habal mikoach av. But there's another way that the koach of the husband is actually stronger than the koach of the father. Shabal meifer bebager via av enu meifer bebager. So what's the difference? That when the father, when the woman becomes a bogeris, when she hits 12 and a half, so what happens? Now the husband is still able to be meifer, right? But when she becomes a bogeris, the father can't. So they each have a tzad that's stronger than the other, and fine, okay. So now Gemara wants to know. My time, how do you know? How do you know that presumably the first one, right? My time, that when the father dies, the rishus doesn't go to the husband. So my time, in the amakra, binureha base aviyah, right? Because the pasuk says, binureha base aviyah. Take a look at the Ran. My time, in the amakra, binureha base aviyah. My time, lo nitrokna rishus labal kamola af, right? Why doesn't this status, you know, when the father dies, why doesn't the koach to be mefer now move over fully to the husband? So v'hainu da amar hacha, my taima, will come b'samach gavim meis baal, nitrokna rishus la'av, by minalan. Interesting. He's just saying, why does the language here say my time as opposed to minalan? What's the answer? What's his point here? Minalan. In both cases, they quote a pasuk. When you see in the second, minalan, they quote a pasuk. So I'm not sure what the difference is. But more importantly, actually, for what I want to know, go look at the mefarish. Two lines in the bottom. Binriya be saviha. Kozman shi naira shalabagra lo teitzim yoshus aviyah. Right? So the point is that the answer is, right, but we said, why, again, what's unique? Why is it that the father dies, the rishus doesn't go to the husband? Because it says, bin ureha beis aviyah, kozman shi na'ara, and bin ureha shalabagra lo teitzim yoshus aviyah. Filu hi arusa, bin mashma. Hilkach ki meis av lo nechokna rishus labal. So the point being, binureha, as long as she's a binureha, she's always based aviyah. That's not the language we used before. That's the drasha here. Fine. So meis, him the gemara, meis habal nitchokn rishus la'av. But what about the opposite? Then when the father dies, when the husband dies, the rishus now goes to the father. Minalan, how do I know that? So amarava, the amakra vim hayos yel ish. Pasuk says if she becomes now goes to a husband, and his and her nidarim now fall on him. Makish kodmei havaya shniya lekodmei havaya rishon. We mentioned this a while back. Right? We make a connection between there's a hekesh between the havaya is always the language of kiddushin, that the havaya the status before the first kiddushin is connected to is you know, similar as the status before the second kiddushin, meaning. After the first kiddushin goes away because he died, right? And since the status is the same, so you see that that when the husband dies, she goes back to the way she was before the first kiddushin, which is even though that's before because that's before her next potential kiddushin. So that's the proof, or that's the source of that, and we'll pick up tomorrow on Ein Amos.